Hi, everybody. This is Ronnie Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here again to do some healings, sample healings for people, and have a wonderful experience for the next basic hour of time. So just sit back and relax. What we're first going to do is a entity clearing for everybody. And entities, as you may well know, are visible bodies that attach to us. We could call them ghosts, and these are the bodies that are emotional bodies of people who passed on. And they hang around, and there's, billions of them probably. And they just like to connect with people. Remember, people die all the time. What I'll give you a little scenario what happens. Let's just say that you go to a funeral, and maybe you're not too close to the person that passed on, or maybe, you know, you're a relative. And so during the process of the funeral, all of a sudden you see people that you know really didn't know that person that well, but they did, you know, have contact with them. And all of a sudden these people that really are kind of disassociated start bawling their eyes out because this person passed on, and you look at them and you go, geez, you know, I should be crying like that myself. Why is this person carrying on? Well, what's actually happening is the emotional body of the person who passed on happened to go into the body of somebody who was open and is using that body to help process the emotional body of the person up in the casket. And so they're carrying on, and you wonder, gee, what's going on here, you know? And that's how it works. That emotional body now is trying to find a body to go into because it knows that its past friend, the physical body, is no longer here. And this is the starting process, and entities then start doing their body hopping. And they bring with them the information that they've gleaned in that lifetime of the person who's passed on. So I hope this kind of makes some sense to you. And what happens is maybe after a few hundred or more bodies, remember, it needs that spiritual energy inside of a body to live on. So each time it goes into another body, it picks up some of the talents and maybe the addictions of the person that it was in previous. So all of a sudden, these entities have a big agenda. And now what they're looking for is people who can carry on that agenda. So let's just say that an entity, just for instance, never took drugs in the body that they were in. And all of a sudden, they happen to go into a body of someone, and they started taking drugs. So now, this entity got addicted to the drugs. So now, it's basically looking for other addicted people, physical, that they can go into to have this addiction. So this is what kind of happens. And then it can bring the addiction into anyone that it comes into, because it wants to have that experience. And this is why some people say, gee, you know, I have a few drinks here, and I get kind of weak and I lose my consciousness, or, you know, I lose my morals or whatever. It's because the entities are there playing around having a good time. So this is kind of how the entities work. So what we're going to do now is release them from you. And if you notice, getting back to that funeral process, they always talk about, in a sense, Jesus coming, saving the spirit of the person. If you're a Christian, that's what they talk about anyway. And what you find is that they don't get rid of the invisible bodies. They don't think about those. They only think about, you know, like you do possibly, you know, body, mind, spirit. So what's the spirit? Well, it's out of your eyes. So they bless that energy on. But they don't work with the invisible other bodies that are also there. And, you know, they go, gee, I didn't get a healing. I didn't have anybody send me on. So now I got to find somebody to live with and cohabit with. So here we go, and this is true of houses too. Entities come into houses and maybe like that surrounding energy. Maybe if you're, say, watching, a sports game on TV and it likes sports and you're having a beer, it'll come in and say, man, I want to have that beer. I remember doing that in this lifetime. And it'll come into the house and watch the TV through your eyes. So anyway, that's kind of how entities work. They have that experience. So here we go. I'm going to take entities away from everybody and come out and it's more difficult to have the entity look out of your eyes. The spirit normally only does that, but sometimes they can, but not normally. So I made a little mistake there in what I was saying. This is why your eyes get glossed over, because your spirit's not present. But the experience that they're feeling is what they want to go through, the emotional ride of whatever that would be. I just want to clarify that. Okay, working with our energy, bottom of our feet, working our way up to the top of our head right now. Okay, that looks good to me. Now we're going to bring more of you back into your body, more of your spirit. So on a count to 10 as you come in, so your spirit knows how to do this, and the spirit in you is helping the part of you that's on the outside of you to come in. So we can call this, in a sense, love comes walking in, be turning you back to spiritual integrity here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you're coming in stronger now. You may feel a little heavier. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Great. Okay, next, we're going to do a chakra alignment. Go into your heart center. Moving that. That's good. Throat chakra. Good. Third eye. Good. Power center. Good. Second chakra. Good. And first chakra, basically your spine. Good. Okay, do an opening if you wish. So here we go. Heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. Third eye. Spin, 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 open. Power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra. Spin, 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 open. And first chakra. Spin, 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 open. Now we'll do the mind to heart drop. This is the way you want to be centered, heart-centered with your spirit. And when you're heart-centered, it's really difficult to have a negative thought. When you pop out of your heart, then you get out of that situation, and then you're just living like a normal life, and you want to attempt to be out of the mind control, which means being in your heart center. When you're in the mind, then you're mind-controlled by many energies around you, and including entities. Entities cannot come into your heart. So here we go. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead, we'll say, where your thoughts are, what you think with, your mental body, and first floor is your heart. And you can use whatever word you wish there. You could call it your ego self. Makes no difference, but you're going to be dropping down. So here we go. So dropping down from 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, just stay in your heart, ask your spirit for guidance. Feel the energy in your heart center, and see you back in a couple minutes. Okay. So let's energize the light being here. So here we go. If you're new to the program, just scroll down on the screen, Creation Lightship Healing, and we'll energize this wonderful light being here. About an inch or so on your scroll bar. And we'll bring in the male energy this time here. Normally the females come through, but we'll bring in the male energy. So here comes one of the males here. In fact, the males like to come in groups of three. Maybe they're more timid, I don't know. But the females will come in boldly by themselves, and the males like to come in groups of three. So here comes three males into this light being here. And you might see them change. What we'll do, just to have a fun time here, we will first bring in male number one. And here he comes. Just watch your monitor screen. Most people see it kind of start to float, the picture. It'll look a little more three-dimensional to you. And you start to see the eyes emitting white light. There we go. This is number one, male. This is his frequency. Okay. Remember, these are all divine light beings, so each one has a little bit of their own, if you want to use the word personality in it, they have that. And now we're going to have this one get released and bring in number two. So here comes number two. And coming in a little stronger here. Okay, there's number two. Okay, let's bring in and number three. Have number two leave now. There we go. Here comes number three. Okay, so you might want to type on the fast chat if you could see a little change here. And now we're going to put them all together as they come in as a healing team unit, okay? They work on the light ship in groups of three, and so do the females. So here we go. They're coming together. Okay, now they're as a unit of one, and you should feel all their frequencies combined together. And we have a question, it looks like, from Mike about lucid dreaming. Creating your own sense of reality, you know, in your mind and changing it. I don't know how to answer that, Mike. I'm sure that we're probably using part of our mind to do that. Imagine everybody could do that. Like kind of like daydreaming and creating something out of nothing. So I don't know if that's good or bad. So I really don't have any comments on that. It's when the mind is used to control things outside of yourself. Because you're just controlling things inside of your mind more than likely, unless you're able to actually control it and see it come into physical reality. So I hope that kind of answered your question here. So we're going to do a sample of an emotional clearing here. And remember, these samples are just to show you what the light ship can do, how quick they are, how fast they are, and a one-hour healing session, you know, can change your life. It'll take you out of the traumas and dramas of this lifetime that you keep recycling over and over and over again. Remember, the body will kill itself to get well. So if you're wondering how come stuff keeps happening in a predetermined situation. You know, you go into a situation and the outcome is the same. It's kind of like going to the movie theater, the cinema, and having a very, very similar movie with different actors in each one of the different theaters. And this is the way life is here, because the body wants to release your stuff. And so your stuff is what it's working on, and some other person may be working on their stuff. And your stuff and their stuff may not ever mix, but people who have the same stuff somehow unite together and come into people's awareness, because the body wants to heal that. which means that at that time you can mirror back and forth to each other. And that's where the mirroring effect comes in. So here we go. We're going back 5 days for the sample emotional clearing. It's not complete because it cannot be, because the light shift has to work with your whole lifetime to complete it. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, 1 day cleared, which is yesterday, and today cleared. And now we'll do the feeling body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Now the difference is the feeling body is probably a little more intense for some people. The emotions are just like a general wipe over, and the feelings kind of are how you actually really got involved and experienced something. Some people don't go very deep, and so the emotional clearing is perfectly fine, and the other people who do kind of get stuff out, or whatever they do, they have a magnifying glass, and they want to really get in depth on something and really feel that experience, the feeling body may have a little more energy on it than the emotions. But you must do the emotion one first. Okay, we're going to do a mental body. And typically this is for people who are more in their heads. So ideally the emotions for women and the mentals for men. But that doesn't always hold true, but that's kind of one way of looking at it. But everybody needs both. So here we go. 5 days ago for a mental clearing sample. Cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do another one here of pain. This is for people who have been in chronic pain or in pain at this time. Remember, your pain energy stays with you. And so if you had pain, when you're at the age of 10, and it's not with you now, if you didn't clear that energy body, which you may not know how to do anyway, but that energy body is not cleared, then that energy is still going to be with you. And you may react to it, and it could bring itself back into manifestation over again as you get older. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared. Boy, a lot of energy. Oh, wow. Start over again. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared. And today had a lot of stuff, 2 days ago, and yesterday, and today cleared. Okay, so what we're going to do now is just put some music on so you can sample these healings. Look back upon your past and a situation that you may have had in the last, say, 5 days, and just see how your body is responding to it. Normally what you're going to actually feel and sense is that the issue that you dealt with that was kind of haunting you and maybe still bothering you is released from you. You're going to be able to see it physically, but it's not going to be in your energetic field any longer. The light will never take away while you're here, which is actually to experience the divine energy. But it's not here to... You're not here, I should say, to hang on to the negative effects. And the negative effects was never supposed to be on this planet. This is our ET intervention that we've had here so far, putting us into duality. So look at your life. Look back the last 5 days. Look at the situation that you were involved with. We all have something. And just see how you feel about it. You should normally right now feel that it's very distant to you. Like it's happened, oh well, big deal, and it's over with. Okay, and a question from Mike. Does the ascension process apply to other beings on different places besides the Earth? Yeah, of course, yes. That is true. This is why the light ship is here now, to help everything on this planet to do the ascension here. And the whole process is to, like I say, get into your body. So yes, on other planets, there are whatever those beings would be like, there are also people talking about the ascension too, and instructing them, telling them how to clear themselves out and what to do to release the densities if they have any judgment inside of them. Remember, when you have judgment, you're just judging the divine. The divine sees everything as perfect. So as you judge, you're putting a block between yourself and the divine energy. And what happens to our physical body is, stored in our wonderful cellular memory, is all the thoughts of our ancestors and or judgments. And this is why we die so young, because the body is overloaded with densities, traumas, judgments, and is separated from spiritual truth, which is why the body has a more difficult time healing. And if you notice, typically when you're younger, you may heal quicker and faster than when you get older, because you haven't opened up more of that can of worms, you know. So, you know, this is why a baby is so vibrant with life force energy. And that's because it hasn't gotten to judgment yet. The body's not working on judgment. And then as you get older, as you start to listen to other people, without knowing that you're judging the divine, and you take on a school teacher's belief system or your parents' belief system, then you get into judgment. And we all know what that's like, and that's why we are where we are today. So this is why you want to release the energies. So the light ship does this, and it does it, yes, universally. So every universe, if you would, if there's more than one that was created by the light, whatever it manifested with light code frequencies is what is going through the ascension. When the ascension time comes, the light ship is going to turn off all frequencies of the light. And what will be left will be the darkness energy. I won't say the darkness is dark beings. It's just a void, and everything then is collected by the light ship that it has created, because at that point in time, there's no more resonance of anything out there that's of the light to connect to it. And everything then goes through the process of, like, musical chairs, and then at that point, everybody changes frequencies if they choose to, and then the planets are created over again if they choose to be created by another spirit, or if the other spirit that went through the ascension decided to hang on to its planet, then it will recreate its planet over again the exact same way that it was before, unless it wants to change anything. So it's kind of like a time when everything does what we call a universal shift. And the life forms, everything that's made of light, is no longer in existence. So you may ask, why does this happen? Well, what happens is, the reason for it is that the darkness energy, for some reason, crept into the territory of light. And the only way the light is ever going to be able to save itself is to figure out a way to disconnect itself from its creation and to stop the creation itself, which is what the ascension process is. And so it's much like just turning a light off or turning your power switch, you know, on your house. Everything goes dead. And the darkness can no longer feed off of the light, and then it goes to where it needs to go to, and then everything gets reestablished over again, and then somehow the darkness, since it's probably always around, will have to figure out a new way to come back into the light territory. And this is also a way that the light can see and figure out how its creations are doing. If some creations get kind of muddled up, then at that point, because of free choice, remember that the light allows free choice, free will. So if the free will goes amok, then every 2,000 years it can be put straight back on track again. Otherwise, it would be an awful state of affairs of everybody having free will. And the free will is actually the mind energy of the darkness creeping in. So if we somehow could get rid of the negative mind energy and stay in the heart energy. Remember, when the creations start over again, everything is heart energy. So I need to clarify that for you, because see, we're all mental. You know, as we're listening to the show, we're mental. And as I'm talking, we're mental, okay? And I'm mental. So you have to use the mentalness, but you want to go into the heart mental energy. So the heart mental energy is what you really want to get into. And then you have your heart control your life rather than your mind controlling your life, and your heart is kind of, you know, out the back door, sitting dormant, waiting for you to connect to it. And because it's love energy, and it's in non-judgment, and we'll say non-violence and everything else like that, it doesn't come forth forcefully to say, hey, what are you doing? Because it needs you to make that connection to itself. So the whole thing is the mind's kind of went amok here. And then because the dark side knows about the mind energy, then we have mind control. So you probably have all seen movies about mind control events and things that have happened on this planet, whether it's true or not. You know, a lot of the movies do have some tongue-in-cheek stuff going in there. So, but anyway, aside from that, if we go back 2,000 years where we didn't really have electricity here, we still had mind control, and that was from the extraterrestrials because their societies are much more advanced than we are. So because of that, they were able to control us too. Now we do have our own intervention here. Remember, everybody on this planet is mind controlled. And so if you look at and you say, gee, you know, I don't like this person in office or whatever, you know, well, those people are probably more of a target than you would be, because they're controlling, we'll say, in a sense, people underneath them. So the ones at the top probably are getting more mind control than the ones at the bottom. So you have to have some compassion. And if the mind control wasn't here, I would assume that everybody would be heart-centered, and that the situations that we have on this planet that look pretty grim would be all turned around. And remember, when you have mind control, then that's the battle of the minds. And because on this planet, we somehow have the, I guess for lack of a better word, the banking system, you know, where people get money and we have an exchange, you know, all over the world here for money. That is probably the main corruption that we have here, because everybody is attempting to survive and to get more money. And when you have more money, then you can buy more things. And unfortunately, when you buy more things, then what's happening is that the mind control tells you want to get more and more and more. And that's probably why they, you know, have new cars every year, you know, and other things that you buy. So, you know, a car is typically affordable for most people if they choose to buy a car every year. I myself don't do that. But, you know, in the old days, I can remember people said, well, the cars don't last very long. We have to, you know, trade them in maybe every 3 or 4 years because the quality isn't there, and we'll get a new one. Well, you're getting maybe new features, but the old car would probably work fine if it was built, you know, with more integrity, but I won't get into that aspect. But the main thing is that the mind control of what you're reading about and what you're seeing is affecting you. And this allows you to divert your energy into some physical thing trying to heal you. So what happens is, like I tell people, before you go out and buy that brand new shiny car and you get in debt for maybe 5 years, $200 to $500 a month car payments, go out to that car and maybe test drive it, and then put your hand on it and say, okay, I really like you, but what are you giving me? You know, ask the energy of the car, because everything has a consciousness to it, and say, okay, why am I buying you? Why do I want to buy you? What are you giving me that I don't have inside of myself? What am I lacking in myself? And have it show you what it's, you know, giving you. Because once you know what it is, then you don't have to buy the car. You know, because you know that whatever you purchase, you know, whether it be, say, a new car or an old car or anything, at first you like it because it's giving you something. And then, you know, after a while, you kind of scratch your head and wonder why you bought this thing or have this thing in your life, because you may have a garage full of things, or you may be a collector, and you go, wow, when I first wanted it, I got it, and now I have it. And no, I can't get rid of it because I haven't got all the energy off of it. So the whole thing is energy. So the main thing is to look at yourself and find out what you're missing. And, you know, go out, if you're interested, to all the different car lots and put your hand on the cars and pull the energy off and give it a You don't want to take the energy, like hoard it. You just want to see what it's giving you, what it means to you. And then from there, realize that you're missing that inside of yourself. So that's part of the frequency that you're missing. So I guess enough of that here. Let me check the fast chat here. It's talking about 5,000 planets enslaved in duality. Well, that could be true. I just don't know. But duality is the problem. That's what the ETs brought here, is our religions to separate us from our divine inside of us. Let's see here. I won't get into the government going bankrupt September 30th. Boy, that could be kind of bad news, but who knows. But anyway, that's on the fast chat. Let's do another healing. I see Mila would like to have the M, and M's come in. So the three M's are the archangels. We have Michael, Melchizedek, and Metatron. So bring up the light being again. Scroll down on the Creation Light Chip Healing page, about an inch or so on your scroll bar. You can see a light being there. And we'll bring in the three M's in. Here they come. So here comes the first M and the second M. And the third M, and I'll just put some music on so you can enjoy. And again, these are heart-based energies. They'll never come into your mind from the light ship. They are available in your mind from the God plane. That's not the light ship energy. Remember, the God plane is extraterrestrial. That's heaven and hell and all the beliefs of religion. Bringing up three different movies for you people to watch if you're interested in a little more of the consciousness here. The first movie, which is kind of brand new here, it's called The Mist. And The Mist shows about opening up vortexes, portals, whatever you want to use there for words. And it shows what kind of beings can come in here. And the movie, you know, is one of those negative movies where this monster comes in and eats people. Well, and that was because the, I guess the government opened up a vortex, a stargate, or whatever it would be, and this thing came in. Well, that's true. They just showed it as physical, naturally. But when people do that, thinking that they can do an earth healing, for whatever reason, I don't know, but people like to think they are self-empowered and directed by the divine to do an earth healing, so they put themselves into an energy pool with maybe, you know, 1,000 or more people. The internet's full of these things. And then all of a sudden, they open up with their mind energy. Remember, this is all mind, not heart, with their mind energy, a dimension that should not come in here. And what do those beings look like? Are we going to see them physically? Probably not, but they're here, and this is why we have energetic parasites and worms inside of us that you can't see. If you're interested more about that, go to the archives on 1130, and I released a lot of those from people. I think we did over 20 of them. So 1130 last year, with when we did this. So that's one movie. Another movie which Ed told me about, he's on the Fast Chat, which is They Live. So that was kind of shocking to me to see. It's a middle 80s movie. And it just shows about how people are maybe not human, but they're walking around, and we see them, but we don't realize that they're not who they really are. So we think they're real, but they're not human. So anyway, these special glasses allow you to see that. So that's another movie you may want to connect with. And then a more recent one, too, is 10,000 B.C. And this is about people believing in God, or a God, 10,000 years ago, and causing havoc, killing people, torturing people, enslaving people, etc., all because of an extraterrestrial God energy that came from the sky, which is what they say. When I heard that, I about fell over. I couldn't believe that they're talking about that, because that's what organized religion is today, is ET energies. So you want to just beware and just realize that this is what's controlling people. And I do a special clearing to eliminate this mindset from you in this lifetime, and also I do another one for past lives. This is where you have, in this lifetime, what you know about. Remember, your lifetimes work out two different ways. You have your spirit incarnations, which is one of those type of clearings, and then the other clearing is what your body's genetics have in it, your cellular memory, and they're both different. So if your spirit was taking a day off or maybe 1,000 years off by not incarnating, then you still have the genetics in your body of those thousands of years or 1,000 years of your ancestors. So the main thing is to have your physical body cleared of the genetics so that you can hold more spiritual integrity. But the process is that you need to realize that these religious energies can still be attached to you, you know, from going to a church 10,000 years ago, because your body has it stored in them. I've seen people, when I go out to events, and they say, yeah, I know I was a nun in a past lifetime, and I kind of behave that way now. Well, was that their spirit, or was that, you know, the genetics in their body wanting to get healed? The fact that they know something typically is good, because it's probably a negative situation coming forward that the body wants to get rid of that energy on. It's not that it's great, that, oh, well, I was a nun, wonderful, you know. It's probably that the abuse that the person took was so horrendous, or whatever happened during that lifetime, that the body says, man, let's get this thing out of me, I want to heal it. And so this is what the whole process is. So I do clearings to help people out with that. But remember, in this lifetime, like myself and probably everybody listening, you probably have all went to church as you're growing up because your parents went to church and they took on a belief and then they wanted you to have that same belief, and then you say these different, in a sense, creeds or affirmations, you know. You pledge your allegiance to the church or whatever. And then at that point, you're connected to that energy. You want to get out of that. You want to backpedal because it's still with you. If you don't go to church now and you gave it up, say, 20 years ago, that energy is still with you in your body from when you did these spells upon yourself and curses or whatever you want to call it, because you were connecting to the dark energy of the negative ET energy in that church. So let's just say you have 10 churches side by side and each one is praying to a God during that service. Well, is that same energy of God going to be going from each 10 churches? Probably not. Each one has an ET energy attached to it, more than likely. And so you're all connected to different races, and they're taking your life force energy from you. So this is, I'm sure what I'm talking about is not very popular with people who are maybe born again, whatever. But this is what happens, is that you're giving yourself the energy. And another thing, which I talk about too, if you're new to the show, is that the Christians believe that Jesus died for their sins. Well, that was correct, in a sense. He was teaching ascension, and he was teaching how to eliminate the dense body, the dense energies out of the physical body so that people could ascend with their spirit in their body. So you could take your body and become a light body. This is what everybody talks about now, which is your light bodies. Well, this is what he was teaching. But it wasn't like you have to read a book to do it. You have to go through the steps and the processes to have the light ship clear you, which is what he used 2,000 years ago. And so what happens is that during this process, everybody up to the point of his death who was having those clearings done before the light shift left did go through the ascension more than likely if they did enough sessions and had enough clearing so they could understand that they have to be in their body fully. Okay, now everything after that, that's history. I mean, nothing is going to happen to anybody from after Jesus died. So that energy is not there. You know, if somebody, you know, like what they talk about, he died for your sins. Well, he died for your ancestors. He was killed, actually, by the Galactic Federation, but he actually was there teaching how to do the ascension, to get the densities out of your body. This is what the light ship is doing right now. This is why you're probably on this program listening. And so the Christians believe that what he did back then is going to affect them today, and it will not. In no way could it ever affect them. They have to do the work today just as they did, your ancestors did, you know, 2,000 years ago. So this is the basic situation. So let me see what else we have here. Let me just check the fast chat real quick here. Yeah, a good thing that inner lack can't be fulfilled by external things. That's great, yeah. That's just the whole process of why we're here. You know, we're trying, in a sense, on this program to regain spiritual integrity. And the whole thing, like the show talks about continuously, is don't go outside of yourself, don't pray to idols, don't connect to energies that you know nothing about, and always go within to get your spiritual information and your guidance, because that's the divine. The divine does not come to you. You already have it. The divine will not just pop it up in a cloud and say, here we are, you know, I'm going to give you whatever your desires are, you know. You know, go over, you know, 2 miles from here and stand on the mountaintop and we're going to drop down, you know, $1 million to you. That they don't work that way. Your own energy inside of yourself, which is a divine, is going to work with you. So nothing outside of yourself is ever going to help you. This is why you're on this show. And the show is directed to your spirit, okay? So your spirit is helping you. And all I'm doing when I'm talking to you is giving you information on how to connect more with your spirit. And the healings are what Jesus did 2,000 years ago to get you into your body more so that you can understand the ascension process. So that's all that I'm here to do, is to help people and to do clearings so they can do the ascension. And even though the information is wonderful, you still have to do the work. So I hope that everybody understands what I'm talking about here. We have a question here, lots on the fast chat here. You can click on it if you wish below the light mean to see what people are saying here. Sensory body. Okay, let's do a sensory body. So here we go. Now a sensory body, remember we did the emotion and the feeling. Okay, and we'll just say the pain. Those three kind of deal with a lot of senses, okay, especially the pain body, because you really know you're in pain when you have it. So the sensory body is what you use, all of your senses, and, you know, textile, sight, hearing, etc., to sample the energy of the divine here on this planet. This is why you have senses, so you can see the divine in action, okay? So some people get overloaded with the energies. They get overstimulated. Maybe they shut down their body. They can't take too much energy. They can't take too many people around them, you know, but this is all the same stuff where you're overloaded to a state to where you have a hard time functioning. So we're going to do a sensory body, and this is going to help to clear away these. I do many, many types of clearings, and not everybody needs all the clearings. It would help you if you had every one of them, but some people need more than others. So here we go. Sensory body. So we'll go 5 days. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So kind of feel the energy. We just put up on the website some special healings that you could do. You can do them right on the website without calling me if you wish. And if you had any prior healings in the past from me, and we'll say you had the emotional clearing, and we'll say that you did it, say, 2 years ago, and say that you're at the age of whatever the age would be. You know, it makes no difference. But you can get on to a lifelong clearing, which will bring you up to date, and the cost on that is $50. So what it'll do, it'll allow you to go on to that particular healing. We'll see if the emotional clearing. And for $50, you can have, for the rest of your life here, as long as the internet is up, you can have clearings if you want to go on to it each day, each hour, and this will bring you up to date. So what happens when I do a clearing with somebody, that clearing starts when I start, but, you know, a week after that, the clearing, you know, is not there. And so this will allow you to go on and maybe pick some past dates if you wish, and have those years cleared, or times cleared, or days cleared. I have people who call me up on emergencies and say, oh, Ron, geez, you know, I just had a really, really bad hair day. Can you please clear my emotions for the last 2 days? It's been awful and I can't function. So I'll do that for them. So this way, if you wish, you can just pay $50 and go on the site anytime you wish. It's active. The light beam pops up, and you will be plugged into the light ship by just going on the call. I mean, on the website, and it will work for you to do the clearings. So I know we have the mental, emotional, feeling, maybe sensory, I believe, and according clearing on that. So if you're interested, just check it out. It's on the left-hand side of the navigation link there. I think it'll say online healings. So here we go. And if not, a lot of those clearings are $5 times your age. But if you already had one from me, the full life clearing, then just get on for $50 and you can have it whenever you choose to. And I have people calling me up all the time wanting to have, you know, days cleared. So this is why we did this process here. And it's good forever, basically, as long as the internet is up. So here we go. I'm going to do another clearing here, and we're going to do a brain balancing. So we're going to go to your left brain. Remember, these clearings are basically instantaneous, and there's no processing. If you're brand new to the show, a lot of people ask it. They say, Ron, well, after you have a clearing, when is it done? What do I have to do? Well, you do nothing. The clearing is done. Once I stop, once I put my paper away and throw it away or put it into the grinder here, your clearing is completed. The light beams clear everything out of you for that clearing that they can possibly do. So that particular heading is cleared. And from there, your body might go through a process to integrate the energy, but it's not a process of like having to worry about, you know, Uncle Harry's death that, you know, you're very anxious about, you know, for maybe 5 years. You know, that energy is gone. So your body will go through its own healing, because you have now life force coming into it where the energy was blocking your body. And so there's no processing whatsoever. This is not earth-based technology. This is why the healings are so quick. And there's a lot of work being done from the light ship with you. This is who does the clearing. So here we go. Wish to watch the light beam on your monitor screen? You can. I'm going to do the left brain balance. I'll just go 1 through 10 here. So here we go, left brain balance with itself, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Right brain balance, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we're going to do a left and right balance, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I'm going to bring everybody into current time here, because you want to be in the moment. So we have people who live in the past, and also you could live in the future too, but you want to be in the moment. So here we go. We're going into the past now and bringing you from the past into the current moment. So I'll count to 10 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we're going to do the future. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you should feel more in the moment here. I'll just put the music on for a little bit here. And just kind of sample your surroundings. You should feel like you're completely at home, in peace. And that energy is around you. Probably are not affecting you like it was previously during the day here. Remember, when you're in the moment with your spirit, you do feel a little heavier too. So if you feel like you gained 10 pounds, you know, that could be normal. Thank you. question about the church clearing, yes, it will disconnect you from the church energy. It's a God clearing that we do. So if you had any, and that also includes organizations. If you were affiliated with some organizations, I don't give names out here, but you know, if you go into a town or city, they always have a big, what do you want to call it, billboard up of the different sacred organizations there that the town has, along with all the church names. And some of those could be negative. I'm not saying that they are. But remember, when you join up with something, you are joining with your energy field. And your energy field then is being used, you know, to yourself, and you're also giving away energy. So it works both directions. They take energy from you, and you give it as you go into an organization and you have an affiliation with something. And that could be detrimental, and they could also use that to transmit mind control energy to you. So the whole thing is kind of scary in a way, but once you realize the truth, this is why Jesus said, don't go outside of yourself, stay within. And this is what this whole program is about, is to get you inside of yourself with your spirit so that you can have a much more better lifetime here. Because when you look at the external energy, sometimes it gets to be pretty negative. So here we go, and had an email today just stating that maybe the gas prices are going to skyrocket because of what's happening, you know, on our Gulf Coast over there, you know, with Louisiana, etc. That could be true, but just stay in your heart center and know that when you're there, the energy around you cannot really drag yourself down, because the mind really wants to go everywhere it can to understand. And at times it can entrap you and you get off balance, off center, which can bring in more dark energy to you. And then it can be a self-fulfilling prophecy, and it could get perpetuated into a downfall. And then as you start losing your life force energy, you wonder why you get sick. So this is why you want to always stay in the now. Be with your spirit, and the spirit is what heals you. And make that connection inside of yourself. We have a special event coming up tomorrow, which is Tuesday. It's a Q&A question and answer time. Rob and Sylvia from Canada have come forward to actually want to help people, explain to them what the different clearings are, and just to have people chat about lightship healing. So if you have any questions that you'd like to have, maybe about clearings and healings, they'll be there. The phone number, if you want to write this down, and it'll start at 5:30 California time, Pacific Standard Time, and get on maybe a couple of minutes early. The phone number is 646-519-5800. I'll repeat that, 646-519-5800. And they'll ask you for a PIN number, and that's 5303. Then you hit the pound sign, so 5303. And it'll be about an hour long or so. And just come on, and if you're interested in understanding a little bit more about how the lightship healings work, or just any questions, I'm sure people will be on who also have had clearings too. But Rob and Sylvia and their children have had quite a few healings, and they're very well versed with the process. So anyway, this is intended for education for all of you. So get on. And I'll be going to another event. The next one, it will be in New York, the middle of October at the New Yorker Hotel. Mark Becker is putting it on. So it's the New Life Expo. I'll also be going to the Conscious Life Expo, I think the middle of February next year in Los Angeles. And that's at the Hyatt Hotel in L.A. So, if you're interested in clearings, you can check out the website. Just go to the navigation link on the left and go on to online healings. There's about three pages there which kind of talk about it and what to do. There's PayPal set up for that, and they will work perfectly fine. The light chip is there as soon as you click on it to help you. So it is activated. And a lot of people say, gee, Ron, I went to your website and I felt all this energy. Yeah, that's because light beings are there to help you. So blessings to all of you. Our next show is on Wednesday, and hope you're all there. The time frame, I believe, is about 7 o'clock. So see you later, and have a wonderful evening. Bye, everyone.